and gentlemen, welcome to WCNA 13 here in New York City. Who says you can't stop using in New York City? No! Tell me about it. My name is Tony, and I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hiya. We'd like to begin with the prayer. I'd like to introduce somebody we all love, Brother Rick.
My name is Rick. I'm an addict. Can we have a moment of silence for the still suffering addict and to think about why we are here? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Let us pray. May God's goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. May we never cease to wonder at the greatest miracle of life, that I am alive here on this green earth and growing healthier with the life-preserving tools that has been given to me in NA. Since God has chosen us to give new life to and preserve our life, even through the dangers of addiction, may I always continue to listen for his plan for us. May I also believe in his miracles. Almighty God and Father, bless this food which we are about to partake, given to us through your grace. Amen.
Okay, let's have dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed your dinner. My name is Tony, and I'm still an addict. I'd like to continue by introducing the subcommittee members. Rosie, hospitality, let's give her a big hand. Sal, fundraising. Larry, registration. Brian, LD and G, literature displays and graphics. Come on. Merry Entertainment. Roger, Public Relations. Come on up, Roger Gilbert. Terry, Program Chairperson. Frankie, Co-Treasurer. Richie, Co-Chairman. Therese, Treasurer. Sherry, Secretary. Yeah.
And last but not least, Tony, our illustrious chairperson.
Boy, am I glad I got a big mouth.
What?
All the subcommittee members, please stand. Let's give them a big hand.
All right.
And everyone that worked on the convention, kindly stand up, please. Now I'd like to turn the mic over to Mary from entertainment. Mary.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mary, and I'm an addict. And the count of the number of people registered here at WCNA 13 is 1,325 clean addicts. And that totals up in clean time 2,085 years, 9 months, and 11 days. Okay, and I want to now turn it over to Therese, who is going to do the clean time countdown.
Hi, everybody. My name is Therese. I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic. Like I said, my name is Therese. I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. My name is Therese. I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. Is there anybody in the room who's got 50 or more years sobriety? Please stand up. Is there anybody in the room with 45 or 50, between 45 and 50 years sobriety? Clean time, clean time. We got a man back here? He put his hand. Is there anybody in the room with 40 or 45, between 40 and 45 years of clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 35 or between 35 and 40 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 30 or 35 years clean time between that amount? Thank you. Is there anybody in the room with 25, between 25 and 30 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with between 20 and 25 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 19 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 18 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 17 years clean? 16. Is there anybody in the room with 15 years clean? 14 years clean. Is there anybody in the room with 13 years clean? Is there anybody in the room with 12 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 11 years clean time? Is there anybody in the room with 10 years clean? How about 9 years? Is there anybody in here with 9 years clean time? How about 8 years clean? How about 7 years clean? Do we hear 6 years clean? How about the big five? The big five. Is there anybody in the room with 4 years clean time? Clean time. Clean. Is there anybody in the room with 11 months clean? How about 10 months clean? 10 months clean. Clean.
Did I do that to you?
Sorry. I'm going to keep coming back. 9 months. 9 months clean. Eight months clean. Anybody with 8 months? Does anybody have 7 months? This is where I start getting rushes, you know. Anybody with 6 months? 6 months clean. How about 5 months? Does anybody have 5 months clean? Four months clean time. How about 90 days? Does anybody have 90 days? How about 2 months? 60 days clean. 2 months. Is there anybody in the room with 1 month? 1 month clean time. Is there anybody here with 3 weeks? 3 weeks clean.
All right.
How about 2 weeks? 2 weeks clean.
All right.
Is there anybody here with 7 days? 1 week clean. Is there anybody here with 6 days? 6 days clean. Days. 5 days clean. Four days clean. 4 days. 3 days. 3 days clean. Is there anybody here with 2 days clean?
Thank you, Therese. Wow. It works, man. It works. Okay, we'd like to recognize at this time our international people that are here, came all the way to New York to celebrate with us. Okay, we have some people representing England. Where's England? Here? Australia. South Africa. And last but definitely not least, the host of the first European convention to be coming fairly soon, from what I understand, Ireland. Countdown of States. All right. Okay, and to do the roll call of the states is Mary Lou E.
Hi, my name is Mary Lou and I'm an addict. Hello, I'm going to call off the names of the 52 states and acknowledge yourself.
52.
Whatever. All right, 50 states. I'll keep coming back. All right, we have Alabama. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, yeah. Maine. Maine. Anyone from Maine? Okay. Maryland. Massachusetts. Michigan, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee,
Texas? Utah? Utah? Vermont? Vermont? Virginia? Washington? The state of Washington, yes it is. Now we have Washington, D.C. Wisconsin? And last but not least, Wyoming. Thank you very much. The court. Oh, excuse me. West Virginia, West Virginia. Okay, at this point, order, order. Hey! Okay, at this point, we'd like to recognize the people that are celebrating a birthday this month. And, of course, we're not forgetting... Excuse me, Virgin Islands. Okay, easy does it now. Puerto Rico. I can't hear what anybody's saying anyway. Okay, as I was saying, we want to recognize the people that are celebrating a birthday. You know, one day is a miracle for us. You know, these people have made 365 a couple of times around. I want to first recognize, before I bring up Shari, who's going to do that countdown for us, that it is Sal and Shari will be celebrating a year. She can't announce her own birthday. Excuse me, 2 years. A birthday. Okay, and I'd like to bring Shari up. She's going to announce the people that are going to be celebrating birthday.
Hi, my name is Shari, and I'm an addict. First of all, I'd like to recognize NA as a whole. They're celebrating their 30th birthday this year. till I announce all the names, and we'll sing happy birthday at the end.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry W., James R., Richard L., please stand. Pete E., Al R., Susan D., Joan C., Barbara C., Barbara B., Vangie C., John D., Noel G., Jeff W., Suzanne, Maureen D., Terry B., Jim M., Jack C., Chris M., John E., Barry K., David N., Gina D., Henry M., Charlie M., James, Leona P., Janet G., Bonnie S., John R., John E. R., Cindy H., Rick N., Tony A., Louis C., Brad G., Kermit, Bonnie B., Gary H., Ann T., Mike M., and Paul B. Everybody, please join in and sing happy birthday to everybody. There's more? What? Anybody else celebrating this month? What?
Stand up.
Eddie L. Is everybody standing now who's celebrating a year or more this month?
One more.
Ray. All right, Ray. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, now what we want to do is Roger's going to come up and recognize very specially the people with one day. And we'd like them to come up to the front and take one of these white ribbons and place it on the NA tree. And at that time, Carmelita, who's been so generous with us, has said that she would lead us in the impossible dream.
Come on up, Roger Gilbert.
My name is Roger, and I'm an addict.
I got him in alphabetical order. I don't have him.
These are the people that when they registered and filled out the clean time tickets, put down one day, 24 hours. We would like to recognize them because I've heard since the first day that I came in that the newcomer is the most important person in the room. Because I was taught that you can only keep it if you give it away. So we would like you to, when I read the names, if you would come up, we would like to give you a memento key tag, you know, and before you pick up that next one, you know, remember where you were and why you're here. Beatrice, is Beatrice in the room? Carol N. Carol N. Donna B. Donna R. John R. Michael B. And Steve. Is John M. And the people who stood in the back when we had the roll call. If I didn't call your name. I was told that it wasn't to embarrass you or to single you out, but it's so that we can get to know you because we need you.
My name is Carmelita, and I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, family. My name is Pam. I'm an alcoholic and addict.
You've all been given the copy of the words, so take them out and sing along with us.
Nervous. Together. Shake off the
jitters.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe. To ride the unrightable wrong, to ride.
General cause. He'll be willing to march to hell for that heavenly cause. And I know, if I only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm.
Thank you. It's my privilege now to announce WCNA 14 will take place in the Windy City of Chicago. The 5th East Coast. Please stop throwing those napkins for a couple of minutes, all right? We can fight later. Please. The 5th East Coast in Yale, New Haven, Connecticut. It says get jail to Yale. June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And now, a moment of silence for the still suffering addict, please. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things, the courage, and the wisdom. Now I'd like to have Betsy come up and read.
My name's Betsy and I'm an addict from New York City. Who is an addict? Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know. Our whole life and thinking is centered in drugs in one form or another. The getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman. Come on, you guys. We are people in the grips of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same. Jails, institutions, and death. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs had become a major problem. We are recovered addicts who meet regularly to help each other to stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the honest desire to stop using. There are no musts in NA, but we suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues. We have no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, color, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We're not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were. What you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person in any meeting. Because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thank you, Betsy. Now I'd like to have Margie come up and read Why Are We Here? Marge.
Hi, my name is Margie, and I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. Why are we here? I love you. Before coming to the Fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different, and we thought we had found it in drugs. We placed their use ahead of the welfare of our families, our wives, our husbands, and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addictions, we were slowly committing suicide. But such cunning enemies of life are narcotics and sedation that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Jail did not help us at all. Medicine, religion, and psychiatry seemed to have had no answers for us that we could use. All these methods having failed for us, in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized we were sick people who suffered from a disease like alcoholism, diabetes, or tuberculosis. There is no known cure for these. All, however, can be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. In NA, we follow a program borrowed from Alcoholics Anonymous. In the last 40 years, more than 1 million people have recovered in AA, most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are deeply grateful to the AA Fellowship for pointing the way for us to a new way of life. Thank you.
Thank you, Marge. Now I'd like to have my man Kevin come up here and read how it works. Come on up, Big Kevin.
Of character. 7, we humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, we made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him. praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of those steps, we try to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does us. Keep going, or easy does it? There is one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. Although there are no musts in NA, there are three things that seem indispensable. They are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to try. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the problem of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical for one addict. I'm nervous, man, you know? We believe that, no, back up. I blew it. I need help, man.